From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Doctors are calling her recovery a miracle. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is starting to make a comeback 5 days after she was shot in the head at a Tucson shopping complex. NPR's Jeff Brady recaps the latest update by Giffords' doctors at the University of Arizona Medical Center.
They say they're going to do some fairly intensive physical therapy today. They've been sort of sitting her up with a lot of support from medical helpers there and dangling her feet over the side of the bed. Today they're going to try to get her into a chair, and she's still opening her eyes spontaneously, one doctor said, for 10 to 15 minutes at a time, and that's a really good sign.
NPR's Jeff Brady and Tucson. The first of six funerals is being held today in Tucson for the youngest victim of the Tucson shooting, 9-year-old Christina Green. She was born on September 11, 2001, and was featured in a book about babies born on 9/11. Residents of Australia's third-largest city are waiting anxiously to return to their homes as the worst floods in decades begin to abate. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Brisbane that the waters fell short of the levels of a devastating 1974 flood.
Some residents began wading or boating back to survey the damage to their inundated homes. One resident checking out his father's home was killed today when he was sucked into a storm drain. The Premier of the state of Queensland, Anna Bligh, reassured the thousands sheltering in evacuation centres that they could stay as long as they need to.
Every person in an evacuation centre will be individually worked with to determine how we can get you back into your home as quickly as possible. And for some people, we acknowledge that that is going to take months and months and months.
The city's business district, meanwhile, remains closed and thousands of homes are still without power. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Brisbane.
The U.S.'s trade deficit hit a 10-month low of $38 billion in November. As NPR's Brett Neely tells us, the drop comes as American companies are selling more goods overseas.
Right now, the dollar is relatively weak against other currencies, so American goods are cheaper for foreigners. The weaker dollar pushed up exports by nearly 1% in November to more than $159 billion. Imports also rose, though at a slower rate, mostly due to higher oil prices. Even though the overall trade deficit fell, the trade gap between the U.S. and China rose. And that's sure to be high on the agenda when Chinese President Hu Jintao visits Washington next week. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 24 points at 11,732 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ is off about a point at 2,736. This is NPR News. Federal health regulators are limiting the amount of acetaminophen used in prescribed painkillers such as Percocet and Vicodin. The Food and Drug Administration said today it planned to cap the ingredient to 325 milligrams per pill. It will also require the combo drugs to have a black box warning about potential liver failure. Acetaminophen, a painkiller used in many over-the-counter medications such as Tylenol, is the leading cause of liver failure in the U.S. Greece says it will take a World War II reparations case to the International Court of Justice in The Hague. The government says it wants to honor those who died, but as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the case could inflame tensions with Germany at a crucial time.
The case centers around a 1944 massacre in the central Greek town of Thistomo. Nazis killed more than 200 people there. Italian courts have awarded damages to the relatives of the victims. Germany has appealed those decisions. Under a 1960 treaty, the country has already paid about $80 million to Greek victims of the Nazis. After Germany criticized Greek finances early last year, a top Greek minister said the Germans also stole gold from Greek banks in World War II. Germany is the single largest contributor to $143 billion in international loans to bail out Greece from its debt crisis. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle criticized the Greek decision to pursue the war reparations claim. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coasts of New Caledonia's Loyalty Islands in the South Pacific. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.